Hello and welcome to the Sprained Ankle. I'm your DJ Sticks. On today's episode, I will be talking about student athletes and how one of the biggest challenges is juggling school life, sport life, and social life all at once. So, as a student athlete, on top of your school and your sport, you have to take into account your social life and making sure you are experiencing what other non-athletic people are experiencing. Not being in a sport gives you a lot of freedom to try new things, make new friends, and be very, very social. But when you are an athlete, on top of a student, your time is always occupied by something. But it's important to have a social life of your own outside of your sport. Although I will say being in a sport, you already have those built-in friends through your sport, assuming that you get along with them or you're nice to them or nice enough to get along with. But I know myself, being a multi-sport athlete in my youth, I made many, many friends from other schools and still am friends with to this day. I could reach out to friends who I played youth soccer with and we could catch up, and those will be lifelong friends. But it's tough being a student athlete while having to maintain your social life. You might have a performance or an away game that conflicts with the fun aspects of school. You might miss a football game. You might miss a fun school dance. You might even play a club sport where that takes up even more of your time, where you're traveling on weekends and you're traveling to other states to play in tournaments where you can get exposed. And when I say exposed, is I played club lacrosse and I traveled with my team to other states to play in tournaments so I could get exposed for college, because I had the dream of playing at the collegiate level, and now that helped. But I did miss out on a few things. I didn't get to go to my high school's semifinal game, which could have been the last game, and I was really bummed about that. But I also had to keep into account that I was there at the tournament for my future to play at the collegiate level. I was sad. I was very sad, but also had to focus on getting recruited because I knew that's what I wanted, because I wanted to play at the collegiate level. But it's hard because you want to make friends outside of your sport or maybe school, but your time is always consumed by something through school assignments or practices or performances. But you sign up for that almost. You kind of, when you enter that student athlete life, you're kind of expected to kind of navigate that yourself. Because if you do have free time, maybe your coach let your team out early of practice, so now you can go home. And maybe all your class assignments are done and you studied hard for a test and now you have time to go hang out. I hope that you could call other friends to hang out and have that social aspect in your childhood or teenhood or wherever you are. Now, bringing it back to having teammates as friends, it is nice because they are going through the same thing you are going through. You already have that built-in friendship because they understand what you're going through. So you guys already have that immediate bond. So you guys are going to school and then you're going to practices. And then it was always fun for me because after practices, if I had all my homework done or didn't have any homework assignments or tests I needed to study for, we would spontaneously be like, hey, let's go get ice cream. Or, hey, Let's go do something. Let's go hang out. Let's go do something fun. Let's go watch the sunset. It was always fun having those built-in friendships because you knew that they would understand what you're going through and you already have something to talk about. Or maybe even in club sports, I met many people from other schools. We were from all over. We experienced different things within our schools, and we got to bond over those. We would make fun of of our own teachers, or bond over different relationships with other friends. And it was always nice having those friends outside of school, because you're building new friendships that would last a lifetime. Now, one thing you have to keep in mind, though, is don't rely on your teammates' friendships, because if you do, or they start to make their friends of their own, then you might be sitting at home alone during your free time wondering what they're doing, and maybe text them or call them and say, hey, you guys want to hang out? But they might be off with their own friends doing other things, and now you're kind of left in the dust. So it's important to build friendships outside of your sport, because having those outside friendships brings in new perspectives, brings in new experiences, and new memories. I had a lot of new memories with new friends outside of school. We got to go into the city and go shopping, and it was always fun because it wasn't familiar in a way. Now, that might seem scary, but it's always good to have those outside friendships, because you know it's not going to be the same as your sport friend or your school friend, because it might get a little repetitive. I know for me, having friends through sports and through school, it got a little repetitive from time to time. You would be talking about the same things, discussing the same things, laughing about the same joke. And that's why I always bring it back to, it's always good to have those outside friendships, because you can gain different experiences, gain new memories with those other friends. One thing to always keep in mind is to always be open-minded. I believe as a student athlete, you're experiencing your school life and your athlete/sport life, and you might not want to take a step out of your comfort zone. You might not want to make new friends because it's scary or you're introverted, but in the end, it's always good, and I might be repeating myself on this, but it's always good to build those outside friendships. But that's because it is. It's always a new experience with them. It's always something new with them. And you're building those friendships that could last a lifetime, to where you might be in your 20s or your 30s or 40s, and you could call up that old teammate and be like, hey, I'm in town, or you're around their area where they live, and you could grab a cup of coffee and catch up on life. Whereas if you stay within your comfort zone, you stay within your little world, you might not get to do that. You might be in your 20s, 30s, or 40s, and you might call up your old classmate, but it'll be the same thing. It'll always be the same thing. They might have their own new life, but they're always going to bring it back to, remember the old days? Remember when that happened? So it's always good to be open-minded. You might find friendships in the most unlikely of places that can open up a broader and more fun social life. I know for myself, being in the club sport life, I got to travel with my teammates and go to different states and tournaments, and sometimes even showcases. I got to go to showcases and I met different people from out of states, where I still to this day talk to. And it's fun because those out of state friends I know are experiencing different things, and so am I. So it's fun to just create those outside friendships. And when I mean outside, I mean outside, because they're out of state. And as I said before, those unlikely of places They don't know your life. They don't know what you're experiencing. So you have something to talk about always.
Socially, as a student athlete, as I said previously, we are constantly on the go, constantly moving, constantly doing something. We're going to school, we're going to practices, we're going to games. And to fill those empty spaces or free time, there are so many things you can do. And having a social life, or doesn't necessarily mean going out with friends 24/7, going out, going to a school event. I mean, you can fill your time with other things like hobbies. I mean, I picked up the ukulele when I was in elementary school, and I still to this day play it. And I find that in my free time, that gives me just a second to kind of not think about anything else. Not think about sports, not think about school, and maybe not even think about friends. I mean, it's an outlet for you to just be free, and I can carry on to multiple things. I mean, I picked up the ukulele and I ended up using that in different events. I played for my 8th grade talent show. I played for my high school graduation. I go camping each year with my family friends and I play songs for them around the campfire, and it brings joy for myself, but it also brings joy for people around me. There's so many things and hobbies that people can pick up and things that people don't realize give them joy. It doesn't necessarily mean like having to surround yourself with a bunch of people and a bunch more noise and go out for pizza or go to the river or go to the beach. Like, there's so many other things that you can do socially for yourself that can also be beneficial for yourself. I think the one mistake student athletes make when they hear social life, they immediately jump at the fact that it means going out and hanging out with friends, going out and doing something with somebody. That's not necessarily what I'm saying, but it is good to surround yourself with people who essentially distract you from school for a second, from that big test that you just had, or that big presentation that you just had, or and then distract you from your sport life, your athlete life, your, like, the noise coming from your coaches, the noise coming from your teammates. It's important to find that happy medium where you're not suffocating yourself in school, you're not suffocating yourself through your sport. But I think that's what I'm trying to get at, is find that one thing that kind of just draws you away from all the noise and all the chaos for 1 second, even if it's just for 10 minutes. Just find that happy hobby that fills your bucket. I find many things that fill my bucket. Playing the ukulele, hanging out with my friends, even just hanging out with my family. And even if it's just one friend, watching a movie, going to the mall, walking around. I mean, there's so many things that somebody can do. And if you can't figure it out, there's always Google. You can always look up things to do. I mean, growing up where I was from, there were so many things around me that I didn't know. There were hikes and there were destinations and cool places, cool stores, cool little towns that I didn't know existed because I was so distracted. I was so busy just thinking about the two big aspects of my life, school and my sport. So I think that's really what I'm trying to get at, is just find that one thing that draws you away from all of that for 1 second, so you're not suffocating, essentially.
But I think that's a good place to leave off. Thank you guys for listening to The Sprained Ankle. I'm your DJ Sticks, and I'll catch you guys on the next episode.